Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: fall apart, put up with, and pass out. Now for each phrasal verb, I'm going to give you three sentences. We'll talk about how to use those phrasal verbs in the sentence with a short explanation. So let's go ahead and get started with the first phrasal verb: fall apart. Now, fall apart has two kind of different meanings. One of them is literal and one of them is figurative. So the first version of fall apart is a material, sort of when a material starts to break up or disintegrate. When it starts to come apart, we would say that it's falling apart. Now, the more figurative version of this verbal phrase, fall apart, is when sort of an idea or a plan starts to fall apart. It starts to become disorganized, or it starts to go differently than you expected it to go. So let's get started with sentence number one. The bread on the sandwich was soaked with mayonnaise, and it soon began to fall apart. So in this case, to fall apart means that a material or something physical is falling apart. So in this case, there's mayonnaise on the sandwich. So mayonnaise is a sauce. The sauce is making the bread sort of soft, and it's causing the bread to fall apart, to come apart, or to break. So when you're eating the sandwich, sort of it's soaked in sauce, and it becomes very difficult to eat because the bread is sort of coming apart. Let's move on to sentence number two. After the visiting team scored 10 runs in the seventh inning, the home team began to fall apart. Now, this is that second version of the phrase fall apart. It's the more figurative version of fall apart. So this means that the team was becoming disorganized or ineffective. So when the visiting team came, they scored 10 points. They scored 10 runs in the seventh inning. And the home team started to get discouraged. They were maybe didn't catch the ball as well. They weren't hitting as well. They were falling apart or becoming disorganized as a team. Let's move on to sentence number three. Jeff's old wooden fishing boat had been in the family for over 30 years, and the water damage was causing it to fall apart. So in this case, fall apart means to break apart or disintegrate. So you can imagine that this boat has been around for 30 years. It's probably been on a dock somewhere in the water for all that time. The water is starting to make the wood come apart or break apart. So the fishing boat is starting to fall apart. It's not as good as it once was. Let's move on to the second phrasal verb, put up with. Now, put up with means when there's a situation that's sort of unpleasant or not a great situation, but even though it's not a great situation, you're patient and you decide to accept that situation as best you can. So you put up with the situation. So let's go to sentence number one. Allison couldn't put up with her boss's mean comments about her weight any longer. So in this case, Allison has a boss. He has maybe been making some mean comments about her weight, maybe how she needs to lose some weight, and she's been patient for a really long time because it's her boss and she doesn't want to lose her job. But at this point, he's been giving these mean comments for such a long time that she's just getting tired of it. She can't put up with it anymore. So maybe she's going to say something to him, or maybe she's even going to quit, but she can't put up with it anymore. Let's go on to sentence number two. Caleb has to put up with how slow his computer is because he doesn't want to spend money on a new one right now. So in this situation, Caleb's computer is really slow. Maybe he's trying to write a document or do some work on his computer and it's taking forever to load or forever to save, and it's really annoying. But he doesn't want to buy a new computer right now. He doesn't want to spend any money. So he's patient with his computer. He decides to put up with the fact that his computer is so slow so that he doesn't have to buy a new one. Sentence number three. Even though Jalen is a procrastinator, Mr. Jones puts up with it because Jalen always turns in excellent writing. Now, in this situation, Jalen is a procrastinator. A procrastinator is someone who doesn't turn in their work on time or waits until the very last minute to turn their work in. So Mr. Jones normally would punish Jalen because he's either turning his work in late or he's turning it in right at the last minute. But Mr. Jones decides to put up with it. He decides to be patient with Jalen because every time Jalen does turn in his work, it's really awesome. It's excellent work. So he decides to put up with it. He's patient with Jalen. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb. Pass out. Now, there are two different versions of the phrase pass out. The first version means when you're passing something out, it means that you're giving out multiple items. So maybe there's a group and you're giving out things to the group. Maybe you have a lot of items and you're giving them out or you're passing them out. The second version, to pass out, means to faint or to fall down. So when someone has a medical condition, maybe they're feeling lightheaded or they're feeling a little sick, and they sort of go unconscious for a second and fall down to the ground, we would call that passing out. So let's start with sentence number one. Mrs. Rose wanted to pass out lollipops to her students, but they were being extremely disrespectful, so she kept them in her bag. In this case, Mrs. Rose is probably a teacher. She has a group of students. She has a bag of lollipops. She wants to give each of her students a lollipop. She's going to pass out the lollipops. But in this case, they're being a little disrespectful, so she decides not to. But she would have originally passed out or given out her lollipops to her students. Sentence number two. I woke up at 4 o'clock a.m. to go to the sale at Walmart because they were passing out 100 coupons for a free refrigerator. So in this case, Walmart is having a sale. They have 100 coupons, and the first 100 people to come get a coupon for a free refrigerator. So in this case, the buyer, the person in the sentence, is going to get up really early to make sure that they are in line to be one of the first 100 people. Because Walmart is passing out coupons, and so they want to get one of those coupons to get a free refrigerator. Let's take a look at sentence number three. When Laura saw the stitches on the bottom of Jacob's foot, she felt sick to her stomach, and then she eventually passed out. So this is that second version of this of the phrase pass out. It means to medically go unconscious. So Laura looked at Jacob's foot. It had stitches on it. Maybe it looked really gross. Laura doesn't like looking at gross things, and so her stomach starts to feel bad, and then eventually she passes out. She goes unconscious. She falls to the ground. Somebody has to help wake her up, or they have to call the ER or something like that. So she passed out. She fell to the ground. Those are our three phrasal verbs for this time. Fall apart, put up with, and pass out. I hope these explanations were helpful to you, and I hope I get the chance to talk to you about some other phrasal verbs in the future. Thanks.